Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Beis. We left off at the two dots, eight lines down, on Gittin Daf Yud Beis. Good morning to David Yeshua, to Avram Yehuda, to Reuven from Harrisburg, to Rav Dov Binyamin, Ben Schneer Zalman Dunn, HaKohen. Today's daf is going to be about one topic pretty much throughout, and this one topic is all day today. We're going to be speaking all about the same topic, which is, can Amy say, good morning Avram David, good morning Dr. Joe. Today's daf is going to be about one topic pretty much throughout the entire daf, and that is an Adon allowed to tell his slave that you still have to work for me, but I'm not giving you food? Is an Adon allowed to say to his Eved Kanani, you still have to give me all your work, but I'm not giving you food? If you need food, go to the tzedakah and go collect food from tzedakah. Can an Adon say that to his slave or not? That's going to be the entire topic of today's daf. The conclusion is going to be that an Adon cannot say to his slave, I say, Yimi ben Yizancha, good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. So, says the Gemara. So in our Mishnah we learned that the Chachamim proved that a get is bad for the woman, but a shtar shichrur is good for the slave. Why? And the Mishnah gave a reason. Shem yirtze shlo lazon, because if he wants to not give food to his eved, he's allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, shamis mina, a simple pshat in our Mishnah is, Yochel harav lo melevet asemi v'ini zoncha. Sounds like a master can just stiff his eved. Sounds like a master can just stiff his eved and say, you have to work for me and give me your money, but I don't have to give you food. Answers the Gemara, no. There's no proof in the Mishnah. Hachab amai askinon, what's the case in the Mishnah talking about where the master can stiff the adon? Only if where the master can stiff the slave. Only if the slave makes enough money on his own to eat. Says Gemara, the Adon said to the Eved, no, not that I'm going to get your money and I'm not giving you food. No. The Adon can't do that. What he can do is say, listen, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, you're not making enough money to support yourself. So I'm not responsible for you. So you go and make your own parnasa and buy your own food with your own parnasa. That's what he could say to him. Eved Kanani. No. Keep whatever money you're making, and I'm not giving you mizonos. You got to go support yourself. But to say that I'm going to take your money and I'm not going to give you food, no way is an adon allowed to do that. That's what the Gemara assumes. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. The Kavasa Gabi Isha, but wait a second. If you're comparing in the Mishnah that case of the slave to the case of the woman, what would be a similar case by the woman? The Kavasa Gabi Isha Damala Tzi Maisi Adayach Bimzono Sayach. That a husband could tell his wife, you're a Wall Street lawyer. I'm not taking money from you. You go make your own money. I'm not giving you food. Pay your own food. Is that okay? Isha amaylo. Well, according to Chachamim, it sounds like the Adon can only do that to the slave, but the husband can't do that to his wife. Why can't a husband do that to the wife? Answers the Gemara. Isha b'dilo safka. No. You know when a husband can't do that to the wife in a case where she's not making enough money? She's not a Wall Street lawyer. She's, I don't know what she is, but she's in a parnasa. She's a secretary in the yeshiva, or whatever it is, and she can't make enough money to support herself. Bidalo safka, says the Gemara, but wait a second. Eved nami bidalo safik. So the time that a woman, you can't do that to, and Eved also, you shouldn't be allowed to do that to. What's the difference between a woman and an Eved? That a woman, if she's not making enough money, you can't stiff her. But if an Eved's not making enough money, you can stiff him. Answer the Gemara, there's a very big difference. There's a big difference. Good morning, Avram Moshe. Says the Gemara, there's a very big difference with your wife when she's not making enough money to support herself, as opposed to an Eved Kanani who's not making enough money to support himself. There's a big difference. One of the people you're married to, another person's working for you. It's not the same thing. Says the Gemara, Avda de Nahom Karse Lo Shavin Lamar Lamarta Lamay Mispai. If you have an Eved Kanani who's not making you enough money to even support himself, so he's not worth anything to you. You have a right to say to him, sorry, go make your own money, get your own food, and go to the tzedakah, go to the charity to get your food. I'm not responsible to make up your lost food, because if you're not even making enough money to pay back the food that I have to pay for you, you're not worth anything to me. But you can't say the same thing to your wife. You're obligated to support your wife with food, even if she's not making enough money in her Ma'asei Yadayim to do that. So that's why the Mishnah assumes, according to Chachamim, it's bad for a woman to get divorced because she's losing the food. But for an Eved Kanani, it's not bad to get freed, because he's not losing anything, because the husband can shaft the Eved Kanani anyway in a case where he's not making enough money to support himself. So the Gemara has no raya. We have no raya about whether or not an Adon can say to a slave, Asay imi ve'eni zancha, that I'm going to take your money, but I'm not going to provide food for you. Because we just said the Mishnah is talking about a case where he's letting the slave keep his money. It's not talking about a case of where I can keep your money and not pay you food. No. We have no proof that he could do that. And that's going to be the conclusion of today's daf. But first, the Gemara is going to go through a few jumping jacks till we get there to prove, is an Adon of an Eved Kanani, is he allowed to say, Asay imi ve'eni zancha? Says the Gemara, Tashma, come and hear a proof. Good morning, John. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come and hear a proof. Eved shegalal ari mikla. Let's say you have an Eved Kanani who killed somebody b'shogeg. So he's going to the ir mikla. Ein rabo chayv lozuno. So if he goes to the ir mikla, so he's not working for the master. So the master doesn't have to feed him food. V'lo'od, ela shemasa yadav l'rabo. Oh, wait a second, I said it wrong. So the Brisa seems to say that the master gets his ma'asei yadayim. Good morning, Rav Mordechai. So the master gets his ma'asei yadayim, and the master doesn't have to supply food for him. Says Gemara, shema mino, yochel rav lo malevet, I say mi v'eni zancha. You see from here that a master can shaft his eved and say, I'm getting your Ma'asei Yadayim, but I'm not providing food for you. Answers the Gemara, no. Same answer as before. We're talking about a case over here where the Adon said to him, go make your own money and keep your own money, and I'm not providing food for you. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. Wait a second, that's not what it says. Ma'asei Yadayim amai l'rabo. So wait a minute, but the Brisa said, Ma'asei Yadav l'rabo, not you get to keep your own Ma'asei Yadayim. It doesn't say that. It says, the Adon keeps his Ma'asei Yadayim. Answers the Gemara, Leha'adafa. That's talking about the Ma'asei Yadayim that he makes that goes above and beyond the amount of money that his food costs. That money goes to his master. Says the Gemara, Ha'adafa, Pshita. Why does the Brice have to tell me that the money that goes above and beyond his food requirements, that goes to the master? That's obvious. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'u deseva kevan dechilasle. Lo yoivle. Since in a case of where the Eved is making less than his food, so the master gets nothing, ki isle nami lo lishko minei, even if he makes more money than the food, so maybe the Adon doesn't get it. Kamash Malan, the Bryce is teaching me that no, even though if he makes less than the amount that he costs in food, so the Adon's getting nothing, but if he makes more than that, the Adon gets it. But says, well, wait a second. If this is true in all cases, why did the Bryce have to construct this case by an ir miklat? The same halacha would apply without an ir miklat. A regular case where the guy's not making enough money so the Adon doesn't get anything, but if he's making extra, he does get it. Why in the world does he have to construct a case of an ir mikla? Says the Gemara, Maishna la'ari mikla. Why does the Brice have to construct this case of an ear mikla? Answers the Gemara. Salkadai de Chamina, you might have thought an ear miklat is different. Why? Because the Torah says, Vinos el achas min haram el vachoy, that the master has to see to it that the slave lives in the ear miklat. Ovid le chiyusat fei. You might have thought that the master is not allowed to say to him if he's not making enough money to live, sorry, Charlie, you're not making enough money to live. It's not your problem. Go collect from the tzedakah. You might have thought, even in a case where the master says to him, keep your own money that you're making and feed yourself, and he's not making enough money, that the master has to support him to make sure he has enough food because of the pasuk v'chai. Kamash malan, that no. Even in the ear miklat, the master can say to him, if you're not making enough money to pay for your own food, that's your problem. Go collect from the tzedakah. Even in the ear miklat, he can say that. Asks the Gemara. V'hamin diktani seifa, but look at the end of that brisa. Aval isha shegolsa liir mikla. But let's say you have a woman who killed b'shogi. Bala chay b'mizonosea. So there, the husband is obligated to pay for mizonos mechlal deloy amar la, that the husband didn't say to the wife tzii ma'is here da'achlim mizonosayich di'i amar la, because if the husband had said to the wife tzii ma'is da'achlim mizonosayich bala amay chayev. Why is the husband obligated to pay food? He's allowed to say to her, "See, ma'aseh da'achlim zonosayich." Umi de seifa delo amala. From the fact that in the seifa he didn't say it to her, reisha nami delo amala. So it sounds like in the reisha we're not talking about a case where the adon said, "See, ma'aseh da'achlim zonosayich," and yet he still doesn't have to pay for her food. So it sounds like he could say, "Asay mi ve'ini zancha." Answers the Gemara, "No, lo olam de amala." No, really, we're talking about a case where the adon did say to the eved, keep your own parnasa, and I'm not going to supply food for you. And in the Seifa, he also said that. So what about the woman? The Isha bidalo safka. But the case of where the husband has to supply the woman with food, that's where she didn't make enough money, says the Gemara. But you can't say that. Havami diktani Seifa, v'im amarla, tz'imai sedach zonasayach, rasha, imachal dereisha delo amarla. Come on, but in the end of the price it says, and if the husband says to her, keep your own money and I'm going to pay you, he's allowed to say that. He doesn't have to pay your food. That sounds like the Reisha is talking about where he didn't say that, where he's just shafting her. Answers the Gemara, no, that's not what the price means. There are words missing in the price. It's not what the price means. What the price means is that really, both in the Reisha and the Sefer, we're talking about a case where the husband said to the woman, which means keep the money that you make, and I'm not going to provide food for you. Hachikar. No. If she makes enough money to cover her food, the Amar law, and he said to her, Rashai, if she makes enough money to support, to provide for her own food, so then, the husband happens to say to her, keep your money that you're making as a Wall Street lawyer, and I'm not going to pay you food. So then the husband is allowed to say that. And the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is whether she makes enough money or not. If she doesn't make enough money, then the husband's not allowed to say it to her. But if she does make enough money, then the husband is allowed to say it to her. Says the Gemara, Maspekas Maila Memra. What in the world is the Chiddush of the case of where she's making enough money? If she's a Wall Street lawyer making plenty of panasa, what's the Chiddush that the husband's allowed to say that to her? Says the Gemara, Ma'u the same, you might have thought. Kol kfuda bas melech pinimo. You might have thought the pasuk in Tehillim says that the woman should have a right to say, I don't want to go out and work. I want to stay at home and raise the kids and cook your food. I don't want to work and go make money. So Kamash Malan, the Brisa, teaches me that if she has a law degree and she could easily get a job making lots of money, the husband is permitted to say to her, get out and work. He doesn't have to say to her, she's not allowed to say to him, I want to stay home and you have to supply food for me. She can make money on her own. So if she's capable of making the money, so he has a right to say to her, go get a job, and I'm not providing food for you. But the key point is, we still do not have a proof that an adon can say to a slave, that you have to work for me, I'm going to take the money that you make, but I'm still not providing food for you. We have no such proof to that. The only thing that he could say to him is, he could say, keep your money that you're making and I'm not providing food for you. And even in a case of where he's not making enough money to live, the adon can still say that to him because a slave who's not making enough money to live is not worth anything to the master. So he's right to say that. But to the wife, you're not allowed to say that. Says the Gemara. Late.
What does the year Amiklat is supposed to have to do with this at all?
So the Gemara asks this. The Gemara says that there's a special pasuk of V'chai, that an Ir Miklat, you might have thought that in an Ir Miklat, he has to actually provide food for him, even if he doesn't make enough money to live. Kamash Rolan, that he doesn't have to do it, even in an Ir Miklat. But you're right, it's basically the same halach. He doesn't have to provide food. Correct. Lema Ketanayim, let us say this is a Machlokas Tanayim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yochel Eved Lomad L'Rabba B'Shnei Batzoras. Ah. So here we have another variable. It's a famine. It's the Great Depression. People are not making enough money to live. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yochel Eved Lomad L'Rabba B'Shnei Batzoras. It's a time of famine. And let's say the Adon doesn't have enough money to provide for the slave. So the Eved could say to his master, O Parnaseni, either provide food for me, O Hotziani L'Cheiros, or free me, because I can't, you're not giving you enough money to eat. That's Tanakam. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'chachamim omrim, no. Harishus biyad rabo. That the servant cannot force him to free him. Rather, the adon can decide whether to still make him work for him and not to provide food for him. Ah, sounds like this is exactly machlokas. My lav baka mitlagi demar savar. Yochol, that the master can say to him, "Asay mi veini zancha." Sorry, you have to give me your money, but I'm not providing food for you. Umar savar eino yochol, and the other one says he can't. Says the Gemara, "No, that's not the case." Says the Gemara, "Look at the case carefully. V'tizbara, do you really think that's what they're arguing about?" Hi, that's not what the case. That's not what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. What did he say? O Parnaseni, O Hotziyan Al-Kheiros. If you tell me the cases that he could say, Asay Miveni Zancha, it shouldn't have said, O Parnaseni, O Hotziyan Al-Kheiros. O Parnaseni, O Tainli Maisi Yadai Beparnas Asimi Bayalei. He should have said to him, either give me food, or let me keep my work money. That's what he should have said to him. That's one kasha. But another proof that's not what we're talking about here is Maishna B'Shnei Batzoras. Why is he only allowed to say this during a famine? If you're telling me that the machlokas is about whether or not an adon can say to him, a slave, sorry, I'm keeping your money, but I'm not giving you food, then it should have nothing to do with the famine. He should be able to do this even not the years of the famine. Says the Gemara, because of these two kashas, Ella, Hacha B'Maya Askinan, what are we talking about in this situation? The same answer that we gave before. We're talking about a case of where the adon said to the eved, keep the money that you make, and I'm not giving you mizonos. Uvishne batzores lo sipik. And since it happens to be the Great Depression, it happens to be years of famine, so the slave is not making enough money. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Savar, Tanakama holds that the slave could say to his master, O Parnaseni, O Hotzian Al-Kheiris, either give me enough money to live, or free me, because if I'm a free man, people will have mercy on me and they'll give tzedakah to me. And therefore he could say to him, either you have to pay me enough money or free me, because we assume that if he's a slave, no one's going to have mercy on him. But if he's a free man begging on the streets, people are going to have mercy on him and give tzedakah to him. So that's why the guy can claim in a famine, free me. For Rabban and Savri, no, there's no difference. There's no difference whether he's a free man or he's a slave, and therefore he can't claim to the adon, free me, so people will give me tzedakah. Even if he's a slave, people are going to give him tzedakah. Okay, so we have no proof from here again that the master can say to the slave, asei mi ve'eini zancha. Says the Gemara, a third attempted proof. Tashma coming here proof. Amar Rav. Rav said, Hamakdish Yidei Avdo. Let's say a master makes the Maase Yadayim of his slave. He says, any money that you make, or he makes his hands, he says, any money that you make with your hands is going to be Hektish. Hamakdish Yidei Avdo. He makes his slave's hands Hektish. Osa Eved, Love V'Ochel V'Ose Uporea. So somehow it sounds like this Eved, he borrows money for his food to eat. Va'osa, he makes malacha, and he can take the money that he makes and pay back his debts. Va'osa upore. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a second, how's he allowed to use that money? What do you mean? The money that he makes is hektish. The Gemara is going to answer, we're talking about where he makes less than a pruta at a time, and therefore it doesn't become hektish, and that's the way he does it, and he pays back his debt. So says the Gemara, sounds like, if the Adam can be makdish it, even though he's not providing food for him, because he's borrowing to pay for his food, so it sounds like the Adam can shaft him and say, I'm making your money, I say me veini zancha. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? That's not the case. No, he is giving food for him. Says the Gemara, ihachi, lamai, lova v'ochel. So why is he borrowing for his food? If the master is giving him money for his food, why is he borrowing money? Says Gemara Laha Adafa. No, he's borrowing money for extra food up above and beyond the normal amount that a person would eat. Says the Gemara, really? So he's allowed to borrow money for the extra. V'lemale Hektish, let the treasure of Hektish say to him, Ad Hashta Sagilach below Hadafa. Before your Maase Yadayim was hektish, you survived without extra food. You shouldn't be allowed to borrow money to pay for your extra food. Answer the Gemara, hektish gufei nichale. No, hektish is happy with him having extra food, because if he has extra food, he's going to be even stronger and do better work for hektish. Says the Gemara, hektish gufei nichale keich delishbach avdei. Hektish is excited that he should borrow for the extra food because he'll be healthier. He'll eat more, he'll be even stronger. Says the Gemara, wait a second. How could Rav say that the guy borrows money for his mizonos and then he does work and pays back the debt? I thought everything that he does belongs to Hektish. Ose uporea, kama kama kodeshle. Every dollar that he makes belongs to Hektish. How's he going to make the money and pay back the money that he owes? Answers the Gemara, b'pachos pachos mishvei pruta. He makes less than a pruta at a time, and therefore Hekdish doesn't get the money. So he makes less than a pruta at a time, and he uses that money to pay back his debt. Says the Gemara, hachanami mistavra. It's logical to assume that the case that we're talking about here is where the Adon said, with the Rav said the Adon could be Makdish as Maase Yadayim, is talking where the Adon is providing food for him. But it's just for the extra that he's borrowing. If you make your slave's hands Hekdish, so the Eved does work and he eats. The Lo Avda, because if he's not working, man palachle. So who's going to work for him? So this halacha seems to contradict this that Rav said earlier, that his Maase Yadayim go to Hekdish and he has to just borrow. But over here, Yavis Bishlama, Hach Bimale, that the Adam is giving him food, Ve'eno Yachol. And we're talking about the Adon cannot shaft him. So, v'ha b'she'eno maleh. And we're talking about a case of where the Adon is not giving food for him. So shapir. So then Rav's words make sense. And he's not contradicting himself. El iamris ha b'she'eno maleh. If you tell me that the case of Rav, where he makes his servant's hands hegdish, b'she'eno maleh v'yochol, he happens to not be giving him food and the Adam can shaft him and say, I'm taking your money and not giving you food. Di'ilo avda man palachle. Is that really true? That who's going to work for him? Ka man d'boy nifleche. Anyone who wants to. If the Adam is allowed to shaft him, so he has to go collect money from the tzedakah. You see from the very words of Rav himself when he says "Di'ilo avda man palachle," from those words itself, the fact that the slave has a taina against the adon that you have to provide food for me, that so we see from that "Eino yachol," that the adon cannot say to the eved "Asei mi ve'eini zancha," and therefore, in a case of where the adon is not providing food for the eved, he can't make his ma'asei yadayim hektish. He can only make his ma'asei yadayim hektish in the case of where the adon is providing food for him, and that's why the love, and that's why the slave has to borrow money to pay back for the food. Says the Gemara, Shma Mina, you are correct. From the words of Rav, who holds, we see from the words of Rav, who holds that he can make his hands hektish, that he holds that the adon cannot just shaft the adon and say to him, that asei mi ve'eini zancha, that you have to work for me and I'm not providing food for you. So we see that Rav holds that the adon cannot shaft the eved. Oh, and so now we have Rav holds the adon cannot shaft the eved, and now the Gemara is going to prove that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that a master can shaft the eved and say, give me all the money that you make and I am not providing food for you. Now, in order to explain this, we have to know a din in Bava Kama. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that if somebody wounds somebody else, if I punch a guy in the face, or I beat up a guy and I break his leg and he can't go to work. So the halach is that anyone who damages somebody else is chayav five things to him. Nezet, tzar, ripui, sheves, boshes. Five things. Anybody who injures his friend has to pay five things. Nezek means how much he's worth less as a slave. Tsar is how much pain you cause him. How much a person would pay to not have to have that tsar done to him. Ripoy is the doctor bills. Sheves is missed work. And Boshes is the embarrassment. How much he gets embarrassed. Says the one. Tashma, I'll prove to you that an Amora disagrees with Rav. Rav holds that the Adon cannot shaft the slave and say, Asei mi ve'i zancha. But Rabbi Yochanan is going to disagree. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Hakoteh Yad Avdo Shel Chaveru. Let's say somebody cuts off his friend's slave's hand. He cuts off his friend's slave's hand. Hakoteh Yad Avdo Shel Chaveru. No saying shift over Russell Larabo. So you pay the sheves, which is the lost wages, or for also in the doctor bills, you pay it to the master. Voso eved nizon minat staka, and this slave has to go get food to eat from the staka. Shma mino yochel rav lom eleved asemi veini zancha. So it sounds like the master is not providing food for the guy, and yet the master still gets the wages. Wait a second, why are you giving the wages to the master if the master is not providing food for him? Must be that the master could shaft him and say, I'm getting your wages, and I'm not providing food for you. Sounds like, Shema Mino Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yachal Arav Loma Le'evet, I say, Meirin Zonchah. Says, no. Hachal Mayaskinim B'mal Lo Mizonos. No. The master is providing Mizonos for him. Says, Yachal Amai Nizim in Atztaka. Wait a second. If the master is providing food for him, why is he going to collect from the Atztaka? Answer the Gemara, Lahadafa. For extra food above and beyond the amount that he needs to live. Says Gemara, Ihachi, Nizon, Mispardes Ribayle. It shouldn't have said Nizon Minatztaka. It should have said the extra food comes from the Tztaka. Elalav, Shma Mina, Yachol. You see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a master can say to the slave, Asei mi ve'ini zancha, I'm taking your wages and I'm not providing food for you. Shma Mina. So we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav. Rav says, a master cannot say to a slave, Asei mi ve'ini zancha. And Rabbi Yochanan says, a master can say to a slave, an Eved Kanani, Asei mi, I'm taking your money, ve'ini zancha. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, the Gemara is not going to try to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person cuts off his friend's slave's hand, no sin shift over for us, O Larabo. He pays the lost wages to the master. Says the Gemara, Shifto, Pshita. Obviously, the money for the lost wages goes to the master because when he was working for the master got the money. Says the Gemara, that's obvious. Says, well, you're right. It is obvious. So the Gemara says, Rifuasut Strichle. The Chiddush is that the doctor bills go to the master. Says the Gemara, Rifuaso, Didehu, Debayitsuyebe. Why are you giving the doctor bills to the master? You got to give it to the slave. He's the guy that God's got to pay the doctor to get better. Says the Gemara, you're right. Lo, Sricha, Damdu Alacham Shiyomen. We're talking about the following case. That the doctors, that the insurance adjusters, the insurance company, said that he only needs, that he's going to need to pay a doctor, he's going to have to go to the physical therapist 5 times. Avdule Sama Harifa, but he went to Yuri in Lawrence. He went to a really good physical therapist who made him, who gave him such pain that he was able to fix him in 3 days. Avdule Sama Harifa, but he caused him great pain and fixed him in 3 days. Ve'itzi bitlasa yomi. You might have thought that the Eved gets the extra 2 days doctor bills because he suffered more pain to get healed in 3 days. So the extra 2 days that the court awarded him, he should get to keep. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is that no, the Adon gets the extra 2 days because it's like all other monetary benefits that the slave gets, that the Adon, it goes to the Adon. Okay, now we go back to the original issue of Rabbi Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah. Is it a zechus for an Eved to be freed? Rabbi Meir said it's bad for the Eved to be freed. And Chachamim say it's a zechus for an Eved to be freed. That was the argument in the Mishnah. Last part of the today's daf. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, this is Rabbi Lazar. Right, he's one of the Chachamim that disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that the master cannot back out on the document of freedom for his slave because it's a zechus for the slave to be freed, and therefore Zachen Ladam Shlo Bafanav, the shliach acquires the document on behalf of the slave because it's a zechus. Rabbi Lazar was one of the Chachamim. Tanya Rabbi Lazar, Amar Nalo LeMeir. We said to our friend Rabbi Meir, but since they were buddies, he didn't call him Rabbi Meir, he called him Meir. Amar Nalo LeMeir. We said to Meir, V'halo z'chus hu levet shiyotz v'tachas yodah rabbi l'chirus. Zachan ladam shlo b'fanav. It's a z'chus for a slave to be freed by his master. So how come you're telling me that the shaliach cannot acquire the document of freedom on behalf of the slave? Amar Lana, Rabbi Meir responded and said, no, I disagree. Chovulo. It's bad for the slave to be freed. Chovulo. Why? Shemaya Eved Kohen, postal Minatruma. If the Eved was an Eved of a Kohen and now he frees him, he's no longer able to eat Truma. Amar Nulo, and Truma was a lot cheaper than regular stuff, so it's a big benefit for him to eat cheaper. Truma was a lot cheaper. Why? Because you have many fewer, there's less demand, so it's cheaper. Amar Nulo, so we said back to Rameir, Valo Ma'im Yirtze Shalo Lozuno, Vishalo Lefardaso, Rashai. But if the Adon would want to not pay him food and not collect his If he wants imam yirtzeh shalola zuno v'shalola farnaso, if the guy wants to not provide him with any food, rashai, he's allowed to. So the guy's not really losing his parnasa. Rab Meir answered, Amar lanu, no. Uma ilu eved kohen shebarach ve'eshes kohen shemar dal bala. An eved kohen who runs away, or a wife of a kohen who runs away, halo ochlin betruma. They would still get to eat truma. Vizeh, but this guy is being freed. Eino ochel. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly the back and forth here is. Aval isha chovula. But the Chachamim said, as far as this, we admit to Rav Meir that a woman is bad for her to get divorced. Shekein pasla min ha-truma. Because if she's an Eishes Kohen, she loses the truma. Umafsida min ha-mezonos. And he makes her lose mezonos. Now, the Gemara realizes that the back and forth here makes absolutely no sense. So the Gemara says, what exactly was the back and forth here? Says the Gemara, my ka'amrule, what did the Chacham say to Rav Meir? Umay kamahadaluhu. And what did Rav Meir respond to? And what's the connection between what the Chacham said to Rav Meir? That because the Adon can not provide food for her at all. And then Rav Meir answers and said, no, but if she runs away, she still gets truma. What in the world was what he meant? Did he mean to respond? Says the Gemara, Hachi ka'amruhu. This is what Hachi ka'amaluhu. This is what Rav Meir said to the Chacham. You said that the Adon, the master, is not chayev to provide food for the slave. He shaptuni ala mezonos. Okay, you answered me something that for the mezonos, that the Adon is not mechoyev to provide mezonos for the slave. Either according to Rav, he's not mechoyev to provide mezonos in a case where he says to him, keep your parnasa and I will not give you mezonos. Or according to Rav Yochanan, even in a case where the Adon gets, his food, his parnasa, still he doesn't have to provide mezonos. But either way, so you gave me a good answer that the Adon is not mechuyev to provide food for his Eved Kanani. However, ma tishivuni ala truma, what about the fact that the Adon, if he's a Kohen, can say to the slave, he's making him lose the truma. So that's why it's bad for him to be free. He's losing truma. Ah, and Rav Meir continued and said, v'chi teimru, and if you'll say to me that no, the Adon who's a Kohen can make his slave lose truma anyway. Ibai zarek legita, he could throw the divorce document against his will. Upasile, he can divorce the guy against his will, and that will anyway make him lose truma. So by freeing him, it's not a big deal. By giving the document to the shliach, it's not a case of it's not for sure bad for him, because he could have freed him anyway by throwing a document of him. So that's not true either. Shavak leva arkva is alama. The slave can run away to a place of where the Adon doesn't know where he is, and therefore the Adon cannot throw a document at him. And therefore, by giving him to the shliach, it is bad for him, because he could run away, and therefore the Adon would not be able to get rid of him. Uma ilu eved kohen shebarach, that's what Rav Meir was saying to him. If an eved kohen would run away, ve'eshes kohen shemar da'abal, she runs away, he can't divorce her. Hala ochle b'tshuma, they're going to be able to eat tshuma forever. V'zeh eino yachol. But this guy, who you gave the document to the shliach, so the fact that the shliach is not going to make him get divorced, that's bad for him because he could run away. So says the Gemara, Shapir kol amalu. Sounds like Rav Meir gave a good taina that it's bad for the shliach to accept the divorce document on behalf of the Eved because he could run away and the Adon can never prevent him from eating Shuma. So says the Gemara, sounds like a good taina. Answers the Gemara, Amarava, Hainu de kamahajule b'masnisin. Hainu de kamahajule b'masnisin. No, that is what Actually, should we stop here? Sort of in the middle. Let's do a little bit more, if you have another minute. Shabri Kamar Lahu. Sounds like Rameir gave a good time to the Chachamim. That this by freeing the slave, he's losing the opportunity to eat shroom because he could run away. Answer the Gemara, Amarava, Hainu Dukamaju Lemastisin. That's why the Chachamim respond to Rab Meir in the Mishnah, Mepnei Shu Kinyano. The reason why he eats Truma is because he owns him. He can sell him. The Iboi, Shakil Abazuzim Yisrael. The Adon can anyway make him stop eating Truma by taking four Zuz from any Jew, Upasale, Kalecha Nisei. It doesn't matter, even if he runs away. He could sell him. He could sell him to Yisrael. And he can no longer eat Truma anyway. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rab Meir. So Kuntur Meir holds that it's considered to be a chov. Tenach, Eved Kohen is a chov because he could run away. Eved Yisrael Ma'ikal Amema. What about a slave? What about a slave who belongs to a Yisrael? So then he's not making him lose anything. So why is it? So why does Rab Meir consider it to be bad for the slave to be freed if he's owned by Yisrael? Amar Bishmol Bar Rav Nachman, Bepesh Masfido B'Shivcha Kananis. No, by freeing him, he's disallowing him not to be married to a shivcha. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Hareu Matiru B'Baschorin. Okay, very nice. He's no longer able to marry a shivcha, but now he's allowed to marry a Baschorin. Answers the Gemara, no. An Eved would rather stay an Eved because he'd rather be able to be married to a shivcha. Avda Behefkera Nichalei. An Eved would rather be married to a shivcha Kananis. Zilale Shchichale Upritzale. First of all, he doesn't mind if he treats her inappropriately. Ushchichale, and she's always matzoi to him, she's always around him. Upritzale, and she's gonna behave with him bepritzus. So the Eved Kanani, an Eved Kanani would rather be married to a Shivcha Kananis who won't mind if he's parutz with her, as opposed to being married to a Bas Yisrael who he's not going to be able to be parts with. And therefore, Rab Meir thinks it's bad for the slave to be freed against his will. If he's a slave of a Kohen, it's bad that he's losing Chuma. If he's a slave of a Yisrael, it's bad that he's losing the ability to be married to a Shifcha Kananis who will agree to act in a situation of pretzis with him. Wow. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. I want you to have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, not 7:05. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, because we're on a Memorial Day schedule here. I think it's Memorial Day tomorrow. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Why is Memorial Day early?
Because BMW davens at 7:45.